I'm surprised your friends haven't reacted.
Okay, guys, come, let's go. Started. So we left off yesterday. Left off yesterday with a fundamental question as to how to understand Kavanah and Gemara. One thing is very clear for Gemara is that a shofar does a mitzvah does not perform. That's clear as day. Why not? We have two possibilities. One is, it's a concern is das. The shofar is allowed by das, and therefore a mitzvah requires the shofar to be a das, karon, etc. A shofar can't accomplish that. So they say, no, it's a function not in terms of the concern of das, it's the concern of what? The lack of that was Aishan. So which Gemara led us point in the direction that maybe there is no Mitzvah, that you have to try even a Mitzvah to be. It's not the one you bought, but very quickly Gemara, that a non-Jew, well, he got all the fancy names from yesterday, God, after one from yesterday, a guy has children, but he's a Goy, and if a Goy, he's not higher than the Mitzvah of Rivya. And now when he converts later, oh, it can be Yates with those children that he had back in the previous Gilgal that existed. So even Mishlokish, who says that you're not Yates, it's on pure technical grounds. Why are you not Yates according to Mishlokish? Because Jerush and his guy, you know, that view the subsequent children who converted as being almost like born again. They're new, they're not really related to the father, there's no yichus between the father and the children. So it's almost like a quirk, like a din properly be called a localized din yichus through Rivia that prevents you from being yetzei. And for whatever reason, Rabbi Yechon doesn't think that that's the correct application of that rule. Everyone agrees there's a rule called Gershon of Gaia. You gotta learn a lot of Yevamos to figure out when that rule does and when the rule doesn't apply. But we're not learning Yevamos right now, we're just trying to extract the part for Rosh Hashanah. So it's clear from the Gemara that except for those technical issues where Rebbe doesn't even subscribe to, John, he knows him mitzvah as John. And when he converts to become Yechon, he's Yetzi the mitzvah. What do you mean? But he's a good. He's a popular mitzvah. How does that Gemara and Devamus sit without a Sugi Rashan Dav Kafir? So if you go down the route of the other side of the Kikura, that the Taka is not the end of being a Chuy B'Dover mitzvah, it's just a localized idea to be a shaykh that he's an abad as, and that was the question that was off the ground. So the shaykh Sarayeh, in his parish, was actually showing the same theory ever, raises this question. He raises that possibility about maybe shaykh is different, and he doesn't really like it. We read the show yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch showed him this thing. The Shulchan Aruch is Pesach, when he quotes that Gemara says, the reason why the shaykh was not yaitz of the matzah was why he said anything about das, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? Really? Part of it, there's no question there. So what's the answer to this riddle? Manishtam of Mitzvah in Meridia is Mitzvah Matzah.
Are you having children?
Oh, you're already the seventh part. Okay, you're here with this. Emerson part. Comes to Shaggy Zion himself in the Turi Eden. And he has a radical reading of the Gemara Sefer Zivos. What do you want to say? It's the Hayla Banam Yusuf. It's the Lashon Gemara. Where are we? Hayla Banam Yusuf coming to Gaia. Kiyin, Piria, Arivia. What do you think that means? Kiyin, we got a translator, you're right in Oxford, we're talking English. Kiyin, Piria, Arivia. What do you think that means? He fulfilled his obligation, Arivia. That's what I would translate it. Say, should I tell you no? That's not what it means.
He says that his Piria, Arivia that he fulfilled as a guy is upheld.
So what does that mean?
I mean, they still Yosef.
Right. You said the word Yosef. I don't hear that word. I don't want to get the third word Yosef in the garbage. Get away.
That context
on. But Kiyin, if he rips up, Shibisari means he did exempt him from any further requirement to fulfill for a review. Was he Yosef in its foot?
He lost it.
Something has occurred that has been paid to him from the mitzvah of Rivia, but not that he's actually fulfilled his obligation. What accomplished? What happened that plaintiff of Peter Bergia? You know what he has? What does he have to his credit? He has physical, biological DNA children that are his physical, biological DNA children. A person who has biological children is not having to prove it. Or is he Yoyitzay? How do you look at that? He has a Yoyitzay. He has a Yoyitzay. He has a Yoyitzay. But he's no longer a Yoyitzay. He's a Yoyitzay. Marshall brought up a David. A wing of four-cornered garments. Gevalt! I have to put strings on. Either I put strings on the bed yet, and the above is Yoyitzay. Or what else can I do?
Take it off.
Am I Yoyitzay? No. But what did I do? I circumvented the Mechayev. Something has occurred that has removed the Mechayev. Said the Shaykh, because I the Mechayev of having children is, because Baruch Hu put you into this world, and you have no biological children to your name. You are Mechayev, true of whom we are. The minute that you have those children, you're not Mechayev to the Tzadimah. I did not have to be in your Hayetz, because I'm Ketua, I'm Shaykh Kachet. I'm not talking about the Hayetz, I'm just saying, you know, that Shaykh Zai is potential travesty. What's the weak point for us to say? What's the weak point of Shaykh Zayi's chat? It's great conceptually, but I always tell them to go up to the Shia and Yeshiva. There's two kinds of questions. There are conceptual questions and there are textual questions. Conceptual questions means when it fits into the word, but somehow it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't seem right. Textually means it's a great shot. It makes so much sense if they open up your eyes to read the words. There are two different kinds of kashas. Even in the Gemara, you find two kinds of kashas. The Gemara sometimes lists kashas meisvei and sometimes maskev. What's the difference? Meisvei is you're asking a question from another source, something textually incorrect what you said. You're being contradicted by a different source. What you said is logical, it's logical but wrong. Maskev is another source against you. There's nothing, there's no textual concern. What's the problem? Basket means? So here, I'm not objecting to the Shaykh Zayi's chat on conceptual grounds. What's textually bothering me? What's the Lashon HaGemara? You guys know what God's going to do. Kiye usually is the temptation of you and Yates in the mitzvah. What the Gemara should have said is, Potter Midrubri, right? He's exempted from Midrubri. When you say about a guy who takes off his talis, you were Makayan sits in that thing, or you thought from him? It's a difficult pshat. So we have another pshat. The pshat is offered by Michas Chinuch. A lot of people go to Michas Chinuch here. Michas Chinuch has become unbelievable. Anybody know why? Why is it become so popular? So I'll tell you why it became popular. I'll tell you why it almost failed initially. The Zayt that we have in Michas Chinuch today is not the original copy of the Zayt. The original Zayt that was written was much, 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 much longer. And after it was a manuscript, we had pages and pages of books and books, so long, short tables, which were full of them, and then it got stolen or something, the whole place was fire. That the original Kisfayad of the Baal of the Siddur was stolen. But the Siddur had tremendously sadas, and he wanted to rewrite the Sefer, but it was stolen. This is before copy became before it. So he rewrote the Sefer in a much, much shortened version. That's what very often the Siddur writes, my Bacham Yerav, any kind of Bacham Maharet. It was supposed to be a short and the kids' version. Imagine what the big version was like. If the big version, the original version would have been printed, I don't think anyone would have wanted to do it. The guy doesn't have it. The Yeshua, the Chassidus Shul, the Shabbos morning after davening, they don't have 6 hours to read one mitzvah. They want to move. So the Chassidus moves really quickly. So the Chassidus Yeshua, the Shemaim, the Shemaim, the first volume was stolen. And the version that we have today is a working version that has become good enough. There's enough tires in there, enough for pull, enough condition in there to excite people. But it's not so worn. It's the perfect size. So a mitzvah aleph in the Chassidim. Mitzvah peruvu. He develops the following set.
Was the answer that the first before the Torah was given, where Gentiles were obligated?
Oh, so that would be a fantastic answer, except the fact that you were here and it's talking about way up in the third. So you're right, going more, we often do the first word of Kareem and Dari, but that's fine, I can help you. Because of the sin of the following Yisrael, a very fundamental Yisrael. What's the mitzvah of the Kareem? Someone defines me properly. You know, we all know you have to avoid it. We all right, that's the way you pass the law. But I want you to define to me this actually is not for a second. Pinpoint the moment in time that the person is getting sick and spouse. Please read that.
And you come on top.
Lots go down that tube, whatever that tube is, whatever that moment is. His eyes go down, that's the conception. That's before, not after. I don't want to pinpoint to be mixed with this little. I made nothing bad. You pick it up, it's in your hand, and pass the machete, you're good to go. And I do it, but you're fine. Even that. It's cheaper. You're showing for it. You're going to be Google's 30. You cut this 9 to 30. Whatever the magic number is, you're just Yates it. That's it. The game's over. When you're Yates it, the mitzvah keeper of the Tiddus Lulav, can anybody take that mitzvah away from you? Is there anything that could car that could remove that mitzvah from you once again? In the register, up in Shemayim, the sidewalk from Brown's Point. I get the mitzvah of the Tiddus Lulav. The Tiddus Lulav. It's not here. It's not here. The matzah. I'm going to leave it out. The matzah was out. It's tomorrow. Nothing can ever happen to that mitzvah. I'll tell you a very, very strange thing about the mitzvah of children. It's a terrible, tragic child. I don't know if you have such things. But the Gemara says, the Gemara tells us, what if a person has a boy and girl and the Chmur of Tzlan, one who passed away? What did it? Did I use this? Let me try again. Try that much a little bit there. And he understands, what kind of a lot? It's all about this. What kind of a lot? I didn't get to talk. What's the answer? A question.
How old would you say the kid has to be?
Kid has to be alive. A person reaches he's on his deathbed, he has to leave the world with a born and girl. And if for whatever reason children, one of the children died, if they have children return, that may be they run to be possible. Okay? So what do you see that the mitzvah curriculum is not a one-time shot. It's not, it's my back pocket to keep. The mitzvah of having children is not the mitzvah to have the children. The mitzvah is to have the children. Anyway, it's a mitzvah that the existence of children, my children in the world, thus is my mitzvah curriculum. It's a different kind of mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah on my set. It's an ongoing status. It's a matzav of being in a matzav of having children of mine. Thus is the mitzvah. Let me go one step further. As I said, you know, obviously, there's some action. The physical action has to occur in order to bring these children into the world. The ma'aseh bia says the chasidim is not a mitzvah. There's no ma'aseh mitzvah ki who's there of a person being ba'al ishtayim to bring children into the world. So why does he have to have ma'aseh bia? I'll tell you what, Moshe mother Medina. If you don't make matzahs, what? Yeah, matzah. You don't make a sukkah, you don't have a sukkah. What do we call baking matzahs? Don't make sukkahs. What do we call those? Those are called machshire mitzvah, heshire mitzvah. Those are preparatory steps that obviously you have to do. But it doesn't mean that the building of the sukkah is necessarily the baking matzahs, the divine shabbat, the divine lulav. Those are preparations for the mitzvah, but they're not the mitzvah proper. What? Prerequisites. Come to the Chiddush of Mitzvah Aleph. The Ma'aseh Bia is not a Ma'aseh Shel Mitzvah. It is a prerequisite, it is a Hekshe Mitzvah. The mitzvah is fulfilled, there is no Ma'aseh for Berber in here. There's no Ma'aseh Klop. The mitzvah is a Matzav of having children, that's the mitzvah. It's a fundamentally different kind of mitzvah. I mean, Uriah says the mitzvah, Kabbalah Uriah. The drawback what we talked about in the first sitting this year. He's going to have mitzvah of Yaveh. Remember, possible mitzvah, right? What is the mitzvah, right? The Gemara says in Yivamis, seems to say in Yivamis, all the Shadim called, basically, the one that separates Yivamis. What if a person, Nebuch, is boiling an erba, is a child, a boy and a girl, Nebuch, from an ish, from a relative, from someone who creates, what? What's that status? What's that child? That's a mom's. That's a big mark. Okay, you can't say Hebrew. You know the Chabad of Mishnah says. You get to Hebrew. What's the cash? You know, it's a lot.
It's
a lot. What's the answer? The Aveira was violated at the time of Hashem. That's a famous answer. It's a famous answer. That Hebrew is so radically fundamentally different
wouldn't they be able to get the Mitzvah out of here?
It doesn't matter. That's not called Mitzvah Rebbeinu. That's a pure technicality that I think the Azmeir is Bishas. So we cancel the Hashem Mitzvah Rebbeinu. It's a simple thing. I'll tell you something before we get to the punchline for the Rasugya. A potential Nachmanina here, Dr. Bebei, is from the Sefer Sefer. This is Shiloh, a Samach Rebbeinu raised. What if a person has a child, not from my Sevilla, from Gil, this is years ago, that was almost impossible. It's very possible to find that there are many children that come to the world's way. Yes, a lot of different medical breakthroughs. The child can be born to this world without his father and mother having literally my Sevilla together. So Sabachim raised the question, is that a fulfillment in the midst of your career? If the Torah says that Adam Shem Mishal Lemar, have been with your wife and bring a child, I knew that, but it's Olea, paid the X amount of money, and they're like, yeah, is that a mitzvah spirit of you? So according to the Siddur, it's supposed to be a mitzvah. It's supposed to be a Siddur, it's a Shatma. But it says the D is meaningless. The D is that's irrelevant. My Siddur is the Hashem Mitzvah. You want to do the Hashem Mitzvah, it's Olea. But today, it's a perfectly legitimate way of doing the Hashem Mitzvah. Fascinating insight, fascinating potential result, consequences for us. Back to that story, no? Who's going to give you the punchline of the Chesed? What's the difference between a Shorek of Chesed, who's not a Shal Shorek, and your Gurney Shal Rari? Mamed, the Gar Mamurim, the Zedin, and Mitzvah Zabashas Ptur doesn't count. That's when what is Zabashas Ptur? That's the Mitzvah. What would you say about, remember John from yesterday? It's Erev Pesach. John goes to the store, Erev Pesach, and he goes to buy his matzahs. I don't think they're going to make a different story. He goes to the store, he takes out $100, and he buys himself three matzahs for $100. And then he bought the matzahs in his door. And then on his way to Mincha, he's still John, Erev Pesach, he quickly jumps into the mikvah and becomes Yehudim. He sits down by the Seder. Oh, he can't be late Seder. Why? Because he bought the matzahs 3 years ago. What would you say about that? It's a joke! It's a late Tzomenos. I try to trick you guys up. It's a farce. It's a silly gash. Why? He didn't do the mitzvah with the goy. He did the hetzer with the goy. Says the Rosseros. The goy had chosen? What did he have chosen? He had a mice of you and a mice of the goy. He brought a chocolate. The mice of you is a shtimitz. That's the difference. So we have three possible viewers. I have a spear and the Gemara. The second is the bombers in line. The Gemara showed a couple of times. Yeah, what was the spear? Hagemar says that a matzah is doing your shirt thing and how does that sit together with the Gemara Yavamah that says that children behind you are going away, I'd say? So one shot is, maybe the Olchi Sar and Asuki is just a chidah of Das, and shirt and goyim are not the same shirt as Labba Das, but goy is a bar Das. That was possibly number one, but this is the, should say, where is the possibility? Number two is the Shem Zayin's new approach, new spangled approach to the Gemara Yavamah by saying, no, when you're homeless, means something totally different. You're already late, say it just means you become potter. The third approach to the Kassim is that no, there's a fundamental difference between these two mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of Maisa and one is the mitzvah of Matzah. So, Maisa, let's go back to the days of the Shulchan Aruch again. Back to the simple Pshat and Agamar and Rosh Hashanah. That a mitzvah that's done B'Shas Ptur literally doesn't count. And we're looking around for examples of Shas Ptur. So, the only example we have in the Gemara is Shaita. Let's see if we can come up with another one. So the Mishnah Bura in the Shartzion are the notes at the bottom of the Mishnah Bura. We elaborate sometimes. Shartzion is the following Kiddush. What would it then be if it's Pesach night, a fellow is an Isaac Bar Mitzvah. He's doing some form of mitzvah. He's I don't know, he's watching a dead body, he's on Shmirah, making sure nobody gets hurt. I know he's a Meshav Aveda. You plow whatever mitzvah you want. I don't care what mitzvah you want. And the whole LSA there, he's involved in doing some other mitzvah. Technically, what rule do we plug in? Isaac mitzvah. Well, let's have from Sukkim, Mishav Chabesach, Abav Chavderach, Isaac mitzvah Potter. He doesn't really have to do the other mitzvah of Achilles Matzah. But he chooses to do it anyway. So here, he's doing his mitzvah number one. And he goes in and he does the mitzvah Echilas Matzah. And then, an hour later, his first mitzvah is over. Someone else comes to relieve him. It's 11 o'clock at night. And now, cook with a new shiloh. What's a shiloh?
Rabbi, do I have to eat the matzah a second time? Because the time that Aaron ate the matzah at 9 o'clock, I was a shomer, ha'ir, shomer aveda, shomer somzer, ha'meis, whatever I was watching, whatever I was doing. So, Isaac, mitzvah, potter, and a mitzvah. So do we say, just as someone who's potter in a mitzvah, mitam shoite, the mitzvah doesn't count and he has to repeat it, the same would be true vis-a-vis the shomer aveda. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that. Mishnah Berurah says it's a tremendous, tremendous split between the two. He thinks they're not the same.
What about
Lotas?
Blind?
Yeah, you're not pot from Yisur, that'd be great. I'm doing a mitzvah so I can eat treif. No, such thing. I'll see mitzvah, pot from mitzvah, that's in that one. Can't eat chametz that night. So Rabbi say, I want you to conceptualize for me how you would pass it into Shaila. You know all the facts already. You know that a shaita can't be yotze mitzvah, not because of the bar das part, we think that's not the correct pshat, because the p'tur pshat, like Shabanov says. And I want you to be mechalek between p'turim and p'turim. I want you to explain to me how you would analyze the shayla. The fellow is a shemer aveda, shemer is a mace, shemer is a ear. Isik mitzvah, p'tur mitzvah.
Then
we
would say, oh, he was kind of
mitzvah
while he was
also
mitzvah, so that means he accepts him
from. Yeah, so we're going to try to steer clear of that Shaggy Sari right now. We're going to go with the simple pshat that part of it a mitzvah, if you're part of it a mitzvah, your mom is part of it, the mitzvah doesn't register. What am I asking you if I say? Yeah, we're going to get there. That's a brachas issue that Mr. Booth throws in as a curveball at the end of the segment. We'll hopefully get to that.
Being a shulitah, it actually changes you with regard to how you're doing this. If you're posting a mitzvah, you're totally fine.
So what are we trying to say? Let's see if we can kind of fine tune it a little bit. Not all pturim are created equal. When I say that somebody is potter from something, so yes, it's true, that translates to mean lemaisa, I don't have to do it, but it doesn't always have the same connotation. I'll give you an example, okay? A guy is potter for the mitzvah anochas tefillin. What does that mean? It means tefillin doesn't speak to him. The Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him the mitzvah tefillin. There's no shayches to this mitzvah b'chol. It's not even on his radar screen to be chayv in the mitzvah tefillin. So when a goy puts on tefillin, let's say a goy puts on tefillin at 8 o'clock in the morning, he converts at 9 o'clock, does he have to put on tefillin again? Yeah. Of course, what he did before was bechal, was meaningless. It wasn't a ma'aseh to bechal. Is that what Isaac b'mitzvah potter and a mitzvah means? Isaac b'mitzvah means, I'm a regular Jewish guy. I'm normally supposed to be making a seder. Every year I make a seder. It happens to be at 10 o'clock tonight, I was called by the Chavah Kedisha to do shmir and a mace. That means matzah doesn't speak to me. It means I'm not Jewish tonight. It means it's not Pesach for me. It's Chalei Tzomus. The Chayra, what the Mishnah Berurah is driving at is that not all Pturim are created equal. When you have a Ptur, which is Mamash HaHafkah from the Etzim HaMitzvah, it removes the person off the radar screen, or out of the box, not in the ballpark, in terms of this mitzvah, and he goes and he does the mitzvah, that mitzvah doesn't register. But when the guy is fundamentally b'teiras this mitzvah, it's just that right now there's some kind of a glitch right now, a very, very temporary glitch right now that's stopping him, preventing him from having the mitzvah. That kind of a quote-unquote p'tur is not a kind of a p'tur that b'dieva declares that the mitzvah is meaningless. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is nochis l'kach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah's distinction is. But we have to ask ourselves that question. Is that really true? What is the nature of the p'tur of basic mitzvah? Everyone agrees. It's a potter and a mitzvah. What does that mean? What does the word potter there mean? Does potter mean it's not on your radar screen? It's a mamash meaningless? It's a complete total hafkof in the mitzvah? But is basic mitzvah much, much more toned down than that? Basic mitzvah means, of course you're chayv. Right now you have a temporary, you have a little bit of, there's a reason that's getting you off the hook right now, but this
So you have to understand this sugya. Like the Gibson, wants to be able to answer that question properly. Shalom, the guy's mamish, doing shmira, a basic night. Knows that it's not for once in an hour, they wrap directly mass again. You have to really find to understand what's going on. So then the background to the shah. The very, very famous, most famous one, when he's a shah, he's a basic supply. And then whatever one dropped, it's something like that, it was in the city. What's the math like this? Those are the rats that have pursued your basic intelligence. Both types of the rat are trying to answer a fundamental question. Right now, I have to be where he exists. Talking about moral things, I'm going to be where he exists. I'm where he right now. When Ali walks by and asks me if it's enough, I can actually say to him, you know what? What's this? And that matter, I'm great again. What if it's not in the morning? What's this? What's the mission? What's this? And she wake up first thing in the morning, put my sister, my sister, the day. And where would somebody go? We'll do the whole day. I'm posing the question. If you really believe I see the mitzvah, so why is Makasha?
The mitzvah has to stop you from doing the
oh. So everybody agrees that if you answer that, yeah, you're not going to have your cross potential. But somehow, intuitively realize it's ridiculous. But we have to fine-tune, just to say it's ridiculous about enough, we have to fine-tune halachi, what is the category as to why it's ridiculous? So this is where the Taisin and Rad part of it. Taisin strikes, Taisin is swimming up with very rags, that Isaac with the public needs is Yashua and Shreya. When you get to you have a choice, it's either one or the other. Right now, I'm busy with this mace, and stop the mace, and go down chakras, and I'm not going to do well. Yashua and Shreya, you're doing this. But that's the guy who's no question. The Gifford says, where you going? You can think, take me in your pocket, you can go good. That's the guy who's there. That's the guy the whole tour, I said, it's doesn't deploy. That's the solution. But the Ron, in a set of solutions to these, the Ron, in a set of solutions to these, the Ron, in a set of solutions to these, so why bring this into the place that has a pure depth of what's the great thing about Isaac? What does Isaac mean? It's then set around to the Isaac and Kaibis. Kaibis means I'm passive in the family itself. Isaac means I'm acting lost in the reserve. Meaning, learning to talk, the Isaac and Dark doesn't give a follow. It's the answer to the machine carrying out this thing. It's the time to tell the bogus itself. Rashi says, but the Isaac and Lech, what do you want? I mean, I don't say she'd be a long-term terror. Why? But it's a long-term terror. The long-term terror is this. The guy's sitting, the guy got very fast, sitting on the floor. His feet up, he's got a can of Coke in one hand, he's reading it on some parsha sheet in the other hand. That's not a long-term terror. That's not a long-term terror. You know what a long-term terror means? The guy's sitting there, he's standing there. He's got his traces open. That's an emotional player. Most of them is the work in Tyra. Guys say, Kelecho. We make a brother last thing with me there. Except for this part of the salary. But for the Yashira, a last thing with me there. It's got to be an Isaac, got to work. Says the Ran, Isaac with his mother, his doesn't apply to simply pass the meeting. So, like I said, but that's the bottom line. If I'm Isaac and Mitzvah A, and I can do both. It's not because I should have said, according to Rambam, according to Dysus, I want to raise to you the following.
So, according to the Rambam, since this wouldn't be considered OC?
Second that I'm putting him on, basically, but once they're on, by the way, so I want to pose to you the following question. Your brother is the possible teacher. A whole source, a whole drushes teach me Isaac Mitzvah. Whenever you have a drushes, teach me something. What does that indicate? You ask, what would the svar have been? Not that, right? I mean, the svar Rishayim is, the starting point of the Isaac Mitzvah is that Isaac Mitzvah is what? It's Chayim Mitzvah. I need a apostle to teach me for care. So I want to live in the world of make-believe for a second. I want to go back to the world of imagination. I'm living in a world pre the Pesach. I didn't get the Pesach until Chanukah yet. I'm still in the state of Vayikra. So I never heard anything. I never got the Sukkot. I learned the Brachas, right? So I just learned the Shemitah all day. I never learned mine. I don't know anything about it. I've never heard of Sukkot. So I think I see the mitzvah is Chayim mitzvah, right? So what would the world look like in such a world? Why is it mitzvah? Why is it mitzvah Chayim mitzvah? So let me describe you. What would that mean exactly? I'm doing mitzvah A, and now mitzvah B comes my way. And what? I should drop A and go to B. Does that make any sense to you?
A also.
Why is B better than A? Why do we need a pasuk to tell me I say it's part of the mitzvah? And it's Tom, Dick, and Harry would have said that on his own. Of course, you should stop. So look, I'm going to take it through quickly. No, I want to be a whole show prayer. Bishlam, according to who? According to which Rishon was not a kasha? According to Ron, what's the Gevaldik of Chim Shem I see through Mitzvah? I never would have said that Mitzvah. Mitzvah is a doing A, because by my, I can easily do both. I get two hands and do both at the same time. Of course, you have to do both. A bashful one, you don't have to. So according to the Ram, the Kashi doesn't get off the ground. But according to Jesus, the basic of its father is so limited in scope. At the end of the day, it only applies when it's the Yashin of Hashem.
How does that work if it's
the Yashin
of Hashem?
According to Jesus, it's the Yashin of Hashem. So I'll send that when you keep to the first one.
According to the
Ram, you do the first one and you don't have to do it. You don't have to start. That's the all the I never in a million years addressed that. I'm doing A, and B comes in when I can do both. I got two hands, I can do both at the same time, and you don't have to. Right?
So you're
sure
to put Italian
influence? I want to report to Ron. Ron says, it's very rich in this episode. I'm moving to A, it's B comes my way, I can do both at the same time. Ron says, look at it. So that's the all the things I need to pass on that. I want to see that tomorrow. But according to Tosfos, basically, it's so limited in the scope. It's fine in that one crazy case where if the Yeshiva guy's dead, of course that's the real one. Everyone could figure that out on their own. So what's the finish of Yeshiva's body? This is the real question. So the Vos Zok is it. Let's read every word of the Helig, Helig, and the Vos. So the Vos says, Lama Likor, Pshit the Lama Yech Mitzvah Mitzacheres. You have to realize if you read that mitzvah, the wheels have to turn. Oh, that cash was only going to die, it's not going to run. The Ishlaimer, Hakamash Balon, a few of God has yet to do last, it's a rest of the day. What if it's a disease that is significantly more significant than it's a headache? What if it's a headache? Greater than it's a headache. Now, we don't like to measure interest in the term of shock, but just in the subject of the others. You shouldn't get into the ads and just going for the biggies. But of course there are biggies. Of course in the world of there are big ones and small ones. So I'm moving to A, which is, it's okay, I'm not getting it. There are ranks, you know, as a six, I'm going to scale. And now a 10 comes my way. So go out! I would say drop six, to then be invested. What are you wasting your time with? A little, go for the big bucks. Right, why should you have money sitting in some silly, you know, little mutual fund or something? Oh, no, why is that some, really, you know, really make some money? So I've been going to start, I drop one, and do number two. Kamash one that you don't. Why is the Kamash one? What's the Kamash one? So this has been a hated the words in the Rishon. Kamash one came to Potem in Acheres. That's my action for Dover. What's the key word? Oh, sure. That's the only one. Moon bond. That's the word on the Rishos. Also, they have a talk. You don't see Rishos. What did Rishon just say? The Talmud divorced from Rishon. What did he just say? That Isaac with the Potter Mitzvah declares to us that the second Mitzvah comes your way is the Mitzvah. It doesn't register. It's not even a Mitzvah problem. I'll give you a mushroom. It's like someone for a what? For a guy. But I'm doing Mitzvah A, and B goes my way. B is like someone for a guy. That's what I'm saying. It's fine. It's not a dumb show. I'm just using this meaning. That's the longest basic Mitzvah of the Mitzvah. If that's the long distance, basically from the mitzvah, who are we going to argue with them, as they say? The Shabur. The Shabur. The Shabur. The Shabur. Come on, he's not really potter. Come on. That's not a shayda. That's not a goy for katzulin. He's basically chayda, but he got to work. No, he's not. Rebbe is up. Yom Shushus, the Rebbe has been based on Shabbat before. Yom Shushus means what it sounds like. It's a rubbish. It's nothing. It's a meaningless act. So, the Mishabu of the Chayra is not going to eat by his issue of God. I tell you the Mishabu of the Chayra, it's a Chayra. The Ran himself, when the Ran said, the next thing that the Chayra makes all the opposite. If you're doing A, you're not mechuyav to stop, no matter what. There's no need whatsoever to do B. Even if you can do B, you don't have to do B. You know what the Ran says kind of an afterthought? There's bias from the person of Sukkot. Anyone know what the Ran says is qualified? You can embrace what he just said. The Ran says...
I learned that Ritzvah says even a time-bound mitzvah that you would not be able to fulfill after the fact.
The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran says the following motion. The Ran says, do A, and B comes my way. I'm not willing to stop. No matter what, even if I can involve either. But it's really, really, really easy to do both. What the Ram says? Are you chuyv in the mouth? No. You're to there's no sweat off your back. Do the second. What did the Ram just say? I'm doing A, and I'm potter for B. The Ram of Kizok, I'm potter, the Alpha became. Yes, it's yes, you should do it.
It's not like
the Ram. Oh, if the Ram held like the Ritva, that's a number show of shoes. What am I doing? I'm a cop to zero. I'm doing the second, it's not a mitzvah. I'm doing the double shur shur. It's a good idea to do double shur shur. So that was from Ran, that the Ran and the Ritva have a fundamentally different approach to this tour of Isaac Mitzvah to a mitzvah. According to the Ritva, Isaac Mitzvah to a mitzvah is Mamisha Mafki as I am for the Shem Mitzvah. It's Mamisha going to Shur, it's a double shur shur, it's like a going to Mitzvah. And the Ran is let's not forget, the Ritva only gave his merits to the Ritva of the Kasha, which Risha was the bottom of the Kasha in the first place. Ran, it was the bottom of the first Kasha, so it doesn't have to come up to the Ha'ad Torah, that Ran's Kasha Chibish of Rav Shush. So if it is like in the Shemur's Psa, depends on what ultimately Ran the Ritva.
So let's say you're putting your tefillin and there's a road that come.
Road day fun is to come.
Why is it complicated? Is there any mitzvah that's like bad?
No, bad is just too violent.
What's
called that?
I don't know, but the
road
seems to be
coming to you. Road
day,
we're not
going to say hey, man, the road day. The mitzvah says that the mitzvah, you don't miss it, so.
I say the strength base should be challenged to one of the others. What's bothering the Shabura?
Safety.
He said, I'm not chai in the mitzvah. No, what do you think the longest is? What do you think the father doesn't have the longest? The mice are both. Can you make a bracha, shake each other, say, it's one of the mitzvah that only you bought the father? That's the Shabura said. So this is a big part. I don't say it's a concept. You know what I don't say in the Shabura? Well, no.
Then we think that the Mishra is saying that it's sort of like size.
No, the Mishra is not saying that the Gemara is wrong. He said the Gemara is wrong. They definitely went down the Ran, even though it's going down the Ran. I don't know. What's his hesitation? You love his own Shabu? Ashkenazi. I know there's no Shabu. I know we have a brother. tell us what question you said.
Rambam doesn't put on a towel.
Mitzvah Aser Shas, not a drama, Russian tourists. Now do all the first and famous of the time of the Rambam. And women make the bracha or not. They want to volunteer. There are certain incentives that women don't volunteer. It's in so long. That's for women, not for now. The other one is women to volunteer. My wife sits in the sofa, my wife shakes a little more. So can you make a bracha shake it? Shut the Rambam says no. It's a bracha with all. She has finished giving this involvement. The Rambam says again, and he's fired the basket like a Rambam with an Ashkenazim, but I'm not following the Rebbeka. So we all, the Ashkenazim, the Shmuz Ashkenazim, the Chai. His wife didn't make a relation, but some of the men thought that Bush did. So I don't understand. The Chorah, the Pesach, saying that you can make a bracha, is saying that you don't have to be a Chuyu B'dah to make a bracha, as long as at the end of the day you get a Kima Mitzvah. The reason why women can make a bracha is because a Mitzvah, humus it is, they still get something. They get it, it's not nothing. When a woman puts on, a woman shakes a woman, it's not like a Goy shaking a woman. It's not a Mitzvah humus, it's such a Mitzvah humus. So I don't understand the Shemurah. Why should the Esi Mitzvah be fundamentally less than the woman? It's not my own passion, the Shemurah. I don't know the Shemurah. I don't know if all of this, the Ran, says, how can it be that women inside the Bracha share each other's pain? It's much not true. The Bible being a chosid is to be about parents, actually, it's three. But the three is a very hot passion for us. But every other word is good, he. Then you're in the negative, who, and it's a ras, he. So being a chosid, that means he. Okay, good. Which I'm going to go to the rest of the day. Thank you guys. Thank you guys.
All right.